Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do. And you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about fuckboys, and especially the fuckboys on the dating apps. Okay? I heard a really good story from one of my girlfriends. I had to podcast on this and give everybody a heads up on the fuckboys of the dating apps. And we all know that they are taking over the dating apps, okay? There's about 90% of them are fuckboys on the dating apps. And I always say, I usually recommend not to really bother with the dating apps if you are going to bother. Because the dating apps, they're all looking for sex. 99.9% are, you guys. If you haven't realized that yet, you will realize that. And that's because the women are giving out the sex very free and easily. But in any event, if you are looking for that 1% that may be looking for something more, you really have to screen out all the fuckboys. Okay, so I'm going to give you some lines that the fuckboys use so that you can recognize that these are flags of people that are just looking to get sex off you. All right, and let me kind of define what a fuckboy is in terms of my definition of a fuckboy. A fuckboy is a guy that is trying to, in my terms, trying to fool you into thinking that he wants something more from you than just using you for sex. He's just out there just to fuck, and he's not looking to have anything serious with you. He doesn't really care to get to know you, but he may pretend to get to know you. He will try to fool you and say and do everything that you want to hear in order to try to get sex from you, and then he will be on his way and ghost and disappear. And that will be the end of it after he gets what he wants. So when you're on the dating apps, ladies, okay, these are a couple of things that you should recognize as red flags of fuckboys, okay? Now, it's not to say that there may be a nice guy that's not a fuckboy, may say something, but 99% of the time, if you hear these sayings, you're dealing with a fuckboy, okay? And if you're not just looking for a hookup, block them and block them fast, okay? All right, so let me get started here, okay? The first thing when you start talking to somebody on the dating apps, the first thing they're going to say is, you may ask them, oh, are you new on here? You know, how has this site been for you? Or how are the women on here? And a lot of fuckboys are going to say, I'm new on here and I haven't met anybody yet. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to portray to you that they're not a player, that they're new on the app and, you know, they're not, you know, out there talking to a lot of women or, you know, jumping around. But A lot of fuckboys say that they're new on here. I have yet to meet one that says, yeah, I've dated a lot of women on here. You're not going to hear it, okay? So when you meet somebody I'm not saying that it can't be true. There's always that chance it could be that the person's telling you the truth, that they're new on there. But this is the line that the fuck boys use. They say, I'm new on here. Meanwhile, you've seen their profile on there for the last 3 years. Okay? So just keep aware of that. Another thing that fuckboys say on the dating apps is they say they're looking for a connection. Okay? Like if you say, well, what are you looking for exactly on here? Which is a normal question to ask somebody because you want to know if they're on the same page as you. You don't want to waste your time. You want to know if this person is looking to date, if they're looking for a hookup, if they're looking for a relationship, or if they're looking for marriage, which pretty much nobody's looking for marriage, but I'm just saying, if somebody says marriage, that's a red flag, okay? That's usually a player. I mean, like I said, there's always that 1% that could be telling you the truth, but 99.9% of the time, it's not the truth, okay? So if a guy says he's looking for marriage, right there, and then, you know, you have to really check it out, you know, talk to them a little more, but 99, that's a flag, that's a fuckboy, okay? So the thing that a lot of fuckboys say when you ask them, what are you looking for on this dating app? They'll say, I'm looking for a connection, okay? Connection. Now listen very carefully, ladies. They're saying they're looking for a connection. They're not saying they're looking for a relationship. They're not saying they're looking to date and find a relationship. It's like they're afraid to say the word relationship, okay? So they try to hide it by using the word connection. Anybody that's telling you they're looking for a connection, yeah, they're looking for a connection to get in your bed and get your pants off. That's the connection they're looking for, okay? So that's a red flag, all right? Like I said, there's always, you know, exceptions to the rule. Somebody may say connection and they're looking for more, but 90% of the time, if they say, I'm looking for a connection, they're looking for a hookup, okay? Most of the time. So keep that in mind. Or one guy told my friend when she asked him, what are you looking for on here? He said, well, I'm looking for a great girl. Excuse me? Great girl? A great girl for what? A great girl to jump in the bed with you? Or a great girl to date? Or a great girl to have a relationship with? So here's the thing, you guys. If they're very vague, it means that they're being a little shady and they're trying to pretend that they might want more with you. And they don't, okay? If they're not clear about what they want, trust and believe they don't want anything but something sexually from you, okay? And the way you're going to see that is the more you talk to them. Listen to my podcast on how to spot a player. That tells you a lot about what they do, okay? But for this podcast, I'm talking about primarily lines that fuckboys use on the dating apps, okay? They also say, you know, frivolous things like, oh, I would like to find somebody that makes me smile when I wake up. Okay, all right. The Oscar goes to, you know what I'm saying, ladies, okay? The other famous line that the fuckboys use is, well, I'm looking for friendship, or I'm looking to see where it's going to go, okay? And I'll tell you, when somebody tells you they're looking to see where it's going to go, well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to go nowhere, okay? So anytime any of these guys say to you, well, I'm looking to see where it's going to go, well, if you don't know where it's going to go, or you don't have any idea where you want to go, it's not going to go anywhere, okay? There is the small percentage that you could date somebody like that and it could end up into something. But when they start using the vague terms, that's exactly what it is, vague. And it means that they're not specifically looking for anything but to talk to you, have fun with you, use you for sex and throw you away, okay? A guy that's real, that really wants to get to know you, he's going to be specific with you, okay? He's going to tell you, you know, exactly what he wants. He's not going to be vague and say, I'm looking for a connection. I'm looking to see where it's going to go. I mean, I think most of these fuck boys went to the same school of BS. I really do. All right. But there's a lot of women that don't know this. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, to try to educate a lot of the women that get fooled, that get used, that get hurt, that fuck boys play on their feelings. Okay. Like, for instance, one of my friends, you know, she had on her profile, is not looking for hookups. And the fuck boys, they still hit her up. They still pretend that they're looking for a relationship. And then as time went on from talking to them, she realized that they're just looking for sex. Okay? So these are some flags, ladies, to look for. Okay? Then you will have the fuckboy that's, you know, been around the block a few times, that's going to say something like, oh, well, I want a relationship, okay? Because they know that a lot of the women want to hear that. So just be careful. You know how you'll know if he wants a relationship or not? Is if he starts to ask you about yourself. This is the number one key, ladies, as to whether or not a guy is interested in you for just sex, or if he really wants to get to know you. If a guy really wants to get to know you, he's going to ask you questions about yourself. And it's not going to be the two basic questions that the fuckboys ask. The two basic fuckboy questions are, how many kids, do you have kids? And they may say, how many kids? And the other question that they'll ask you is, they want to know, what do you do for work? Those are the two questions. They try to pretend like they're interested in you, but they're really not. So they say to themselves, okay, well, let me ask her something, you know, to make her think that like I'm interested in her as a person, when in fact they could care less about you. You're just a piece of meat that they're trying to use, okay? So just because he asks you what you do for a living, or he asks you, you know, if you have kids, that doesn't mean anything, all right? If they start asking you more about yourself, like they really want to know more in depth about your job, or they want to know more about your past relationships. Most fuckboys don't want to hear about your past relationships. Most of them could care less. They could care less. They may ask you how long you're single. Maybe. Most of them don't. They really have no interest in your past relationships. They have no interest really in hearing about your family, where you know, how many siblings you have, or, you know, any of that. Okay. So a fuckboy is not going to ask you too much about yourself because he doesn't care. He's just looking to use you. So he's going to be very on the surface. And a lot of the fuckboys will start talking about themselves. They love to talk about themselves. They love to, you know, text back and forth. And maybe if they do get on the phone with you, they will just talk about themselves. They'll talk about their dog. They'll talk about their job. They'll talk about the martial arts they do. Me, 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 me is what all these fuckboys are about. Okay? So the key is, if he's not asking you a lot of questions about yourself, and I don't mean just from the first conversation that you have with him, I mean consistently ask you about you. If he's not really interested in things about you, about, you know, like in-depth questions about your job or your children or other things that are going on in your life, he's just interested in, you know, meeting you fast and, you know, having that physical connection with you. Okay, you guys. The other thing is, a lot of fuckboys are going to say that they're celibate. I've talked about that in my prior podcast. This is another BS line that they all do, is say they haven't had sex for a long time, which is BS. Okay. They probably had sex within the last week, most of them. All right. So a lot of the fuck boys are going to sit there and say, you know, I haven't had sex in 3 years. Yeah. And I'm trying to find that special girl. They're trying to portray to you, ladies, they're trying to pretend that they're not like these other guys, that they're not like these other guys that try to have sex with you. They're not like that. You know, one guy told my girlfriend, he said, you know, on one of the dating apps, Bumble, the women stopped talking to me because I wouldn't have sex with them on the first day. This is the nonsense that they say, okay? And then he went on to tell her a dating story about how he and his friend met two girls that were drunk in a bar, and the girls invited them back to their house. And this girl, he was 44, and the girl he was with was 25 years old. And he said she took off all her clothes and she was drunk and she got in the bed and he wouldn't have sex with her. Okay, that he put a blanket over her and he slept on the floor till the morning. Okay, this is the nonsense that the fuck boys will say to try to make you think that they're a good guy. You know very well he had sex with that girl. Okay, but a lot of women believe this nonsense. All right, he's a 44-year-old guy, he's with a 25-year-old. And he mentioned very good, hot body girl, okay? She takes off all her clothes, lays in the bed and says, come on in, come lay down with me. And he says, no, I'm not going to. And that he was just going to lay on the floor and go to bed, okay? It's nonsense, ladies. Don't believe it. This is what they do. They make up these stories to try to earn your trust and make you think that they're not like these other guys, but trust and believe they are. Okay. So don't be fooled. All right. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast, is to make a lot of women be aware of the shifty things that these fuck boys do. Okay. The other thing is, you got to keep in mind with the fuck boys on the dating sites, is they will want to meet you right away. They're not going to want to invest a lot of times talking on the phone. They're going to want to meet you right away. This particular guy with her, he was like, oh, he started talking to her and like, it was the middle of the week and he's like, what are you doing Saturday? Oh, I feel this connection with you and we're vibing and oh, I got to see you on Saturday. Okay. That's a flag, all right? All right. Generally, a fuckboy is going to want to meet you right away. All right? So, when you're unsure of somebody, you need to make them wait. If a guy really likes you, he's going to take his time. He's going to put time into getting to know you. He's not going to just rush to see you like that, okay? I mean, there may be a guy that's interested in you for more that may want to see you, but if he's following all the other fuckboy characteristics, then, you know, if he's looking to meet you right away and he doesn't know anything about you, he hasn't asked you any personal questions and he wants to meet you right away, flag, that could be a fuckboy, okay? The other thing that you want to keep in consideration is, fuck boys are going to tell you everything that you want to hear, okay? So they're going to try to do, some are better than others, all right? The real seasonal ones that have been around, they're going to have really good stories and you're going to say to yourself, wow, he's not like these other guys. But when you really look into it and you see the flags, you're going to see that they are like the other guys, okay? Like, for instance, this particular fuckboy that she was talking to, he says to her, well, you know, I'm not going to talk to other women. Now, she never even asked him about that. He brought it up, all right? This is more manipulation to try to make her think that he is a relationship type of guy, which he's not. He's a fuckboy. So he went and he said to her, well, I want you to know, I'm just going to be talking to you because that's how I operate. I only talk to one person at a time. But if you want to talk to other people, I understand. If you want to see your options, but I'm only going to be talking to you. Okay? Fuck boy. That's what the fuck boys do. They're trying to fool you and lie to you and tell you that you're the only one that they're talking to. It's BS, okay? Believe me when I tell you, they're talking to a million different women at once, all right? And if you take your time, you're going to see it yourself. But that's a flag, all right? All of a sudden, he just wants to talk to you and he just met you, okay? That's usually a fuckboy, all right? Trying to fool you. So be careful with that, you know? And the fact that he didn't care if she was talking to other people, well, if he really liked her, he wouldn't have wanted her talking to other people either, right? All right. And then he said to her, well, I don't need to know if you're talking to other people, but if you start sleeping with other people, then I have a right to know for health reasons. So she said to him, well, why would I be sleeping with other people if I'm talking to you and getting to know you? You see what I mean? You see how he showed his colors? All right. In other words, he didn't care if she was talking to other people or anything like that. The only concern he had was to sleep with her and if she was sleeping with other people. That's what he was concerned about. So he really wasn't concerned if she was talking to other people. That's a fuckboy flag, you guys. Okay. Another sign, thing that these fuckboys do, which is, you know, everybody should know this, is when you ask them what they're looking for, they say they're looking for a good friend. Okay, friend. Okay, this is another way of saying that they're looking for free, easy sex. Okay, they're looking for fun. The guy sits there and he says, well, I'm looking to have some fun with somebody. That's a fuck boy. Okay, if he says he's looking for friends, well, what do you think, ladies, he wants friends for? He's looking for a fuck buddy. Okay, that's a fuck boy. All right. So just be careful of all these signs. All right. The other sign of a fuck boy is that they will tell you that they're unavailable on the weekends. Flag, you guys. Okay. All right. If a guy really likes a girl, he could find time in his weekend to squeeze her in, usually, all right? Unless he's in a specific kind of occupation, and we'll leave that little room for error. But for the majority of people, when they tell you they're not available on weekends, that's a fuckboy flag, all right? That means that he either has a girlfriend or he has somebody, or you're not a top priority girl that he wants to be with. He wants to squeeze you into the week. If you find a guy that will not see you on the weekends, dump that guy and dump him fast, all right? Because then he's just looking to use you during the week. You're not his priority chick on the weekends, all right? So that is a fuckboy flag, okay? Another fuckboy flag is they'll say things like, oh, can I worship you? You know, another red flag, you guys, is if they make reference to, oh, massages, or I'd like to tickle you, anything physical. If they bring up anything physical with you and they don't know you, okay, they haven't really been talking to you long. Let's say they bring it up in the first conversation, the second conversation, even within the first week. Flag, fuck boy. Fuck boys bring up massages. Fuck boys bring up, are you ticklish? Can I tickle you? Flags, those are fuck boy lines, okay? So let me see what else I have to tell you. Another thing that the fuck boy will say is that, oh, I ultimately want a relationship, but in the beginning, at least a solid connection. There's that word again, connection. Anytime you hear, I would like a connection, okay, just watch out, all right? This is the line that they use. The other thing is fuckboys, like I said before, they talk about themselves. They don't ask much in-depth information about you. You know, the basics, what do you do for work, and do you have kids? Those are the two famous fuckboy questions that they ask you, and they don't ask you anything else. They also try to pretend like, oh, everybody's into sex, and it's such a turnoff for them that's, you know, that's terrible that people are like that today, and they wish they could meet a nice girl, and all these women want to have sex with them right away. Ladies, it's a fuckboy line, okay? Just watch out, all right? Believe me, if they want sex, if they're going to get sex, they're going to get sex, all right? Bottom line, all right? So if they're telling you anything like that, it's BS. Don't believe it, okay? So these are the basic fuckboy lines that they use. Like I said, you know, watch out also for, you know, a lot of times the fuckboys have never been married and stuff like that. They're like over 40, never married, and they're like a confirmed player fuckboy. So those are, you know, just watch out for certain things. It's not everybody, but it's a lot of them. All right. So when you go on the dating apps, all right, these are the signs that you have to watch out for the fuckboys that are just looking to have sex with you and try to fool you and pretend you with you, and they're trying to play with your feelings. They don't care about your feelings. All they care about is manipulating you. It's all about manipulation to get what they want, which is the ultimate prize, and that is sex from you, only to never bother with you again, okay? So beware of these signs and save yourself a lot of heartache down the road. When you start to see any of these signs, block that guy and block him fast, okay? But make sure, you know, all the characteristics fit into place, you know, that you're 100% sure that you are dealing with a fuckboy, okay? I hope that helps a lot of people, you know, because there's some women that know the game and there's a lot of women that don't. And that's why a lot of women are getting hurt today and they still don't know the game, okay? Any guy friends will tell you that this is how it is and this is what they do, okay? So listen to my other podcast, you guys, also on how to spot a player. All right. And have a great night. And please subscribe to my podcast if you like my podcast. Thanks, guys. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.